This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. The main letter for the body of Christ is Ephesians. The first three chapters present our hope and calling, and the last three chapters tell us how to walk worthy of our calling. So the great teaching of Ephesians 1 through 3 should be balanced by our lives in Ephesians 4, 5, and 6. But first, let's take a look at our calling. We need to know our calling before we can walk worthy of it. As we read through the Old Testament, we find that no one ever had a hope of going to heaven. The theme of the Old Testament was resurrection to the kingdom here on earth. The glories of the kingdom of the Messiah fill the Old Testament pages. This theme also fills the entire New Testament except for Paul's last seven letters. Revelation ends with the phrase, "Surely I come quickly." But when we come to the letters written after Acts, a different hope is set forth. No longer do we read about the coming of Christ to set up this kingdom on earth, but we see the scene shift to the heavenly places. Acts 28:28 is the dividing point. In Ephesians, we find that the members of the body of Christ are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. We also find that Christ has been exalted above all principalities and powers and is made head over all things to the church, which is his body. Peter presented Christ as raised to sit on David's throne for the earthly hope, but Paul takes us even higher. Not only was Christ raised to this position far above all, but Ephesians 2:6 says that we, members of the body of Christ, are made to sit there as well. It is in this place the members of the body of Christ will be a display to the principalities and powers so that they might learn the manifold wisdom of God. Now as to our warfare, Israel had her warfare with the Canaanites, and in the future the Lord will destroy her earthly enemies. He will rule the nations with a rod of iron. But our warfare is in the heavenly places with spiritual wickedness, according to Ephesians 6. And Paul also tells us our citizenship is in heaven, and that it would be from a place in heaven that we will look for a Savior to appear. This is not waiting for Christ to return to the earth. This is not the parousia, where he comes in the clouds, according to 1 Thessalonians 4, to return to the earth, nor is apocalypsis, that is, his revelation in the earth. At present, Christ is hid in the heavenlies. He is not yet manifested to the hosts in heaven. When he shall appear in his glory, that is, be manifest to all the principalities and powers, we of this dispensation will appear with him in glory. We are not waiting for his return. We are going to go to him in glory. Since Christ will be first made manifest in the heavenly places before he begins his journey to the earth, it then follows that those who are in the body of Christ will have an earlier resurrection. Then, as he journeys earthward, there will be a meeting in the air with a special group of saints as revealed in 1 Thessalonians 4. And after that, he will come on down to the earth and will raise the dry bones of Israel and set up the 1,000-year kingdom. Then, at the end of the 1,000 years, there will be another resurrection at the great white throne. It will be for those who have life but no special calling. Job and the dying malefactor will be part of this group. Then, after the new heavens and the new earth, death will be abolished forever. So we see resurrection takes place in five parts, and the members of the body of Christ are first. So now let's look at our walk. Since we have such a glorious hope, that is the first of all hopes that will be realized, we are to walk worthy of our calling. The first requirement, according to Ephesians 4, is humility. We are given this position by pure grace based on the accomplishments of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no room for boasting. Those who are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places are not told to organize missionary efforts or perform great acts, but they are told to walk with humility. They are told to put off the old man and put on the new. They are told to walk in love and walk as children of light. Wives are told to submit to their husbands as unto the Lord, and husbands are to love their wives and give themselves up for them. Children are told to obey their parents, and fathers are not to provoke their children, but lovingly lead them. The home is to be a reflection of the truths of Ephesians 1 through 3. Read Ephesians 4 through 6 for more details, and may our lives pass the audit of Ephesians 4, 5, and 6. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.